Felger and Mass.
Little sport dork orgy. So sporty.
Oh, yeah?
So sporty.
Oh, yeah?
Sports and sports and sports.
Oh, yeah?
Sports in your face.
Oh, yeah?
Sports.
Felger and Mass.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah? 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hi there, everybody. Welcome to the program. Felger and Maserati coming to you on a Wednesday from our Town Fair Target Studios here in Brighton. How you doing, Anthony?
Good, you?
Just peachy. We got Big Jim Murray in our update studios. Jimmy Stewart behind the glass. We're starting some NBA rumor mongering. How do you feel about that?
I'm all in. I love rumors.
Okay, the latest on... it's all sort of, you know, now it feels like all these things involve you. Used to be we just sit here and watch the LeBron thing go by and it doesn't really impact you, but now it feels like you're very much a part of those dominoes. With LeBron and these free agency decisions, and you're sort of right in the middle of it. It feels like Kawhi is now, like Kawhi Leonard there in San Antonio, is just sort of, is really the first domino to fall, and you're right in the middle of that.
Well, look, this is the beauty of having good young talent, right? In that league, when you have good young players, you can pretty much do whatever you want, because teams are going to want those players, or you have high picks, or all the above. When you're a good team in that league, and you got players, particularly ones who are, you know, relatively, I say relatively, who are low salaried by professional sports standards. So look, again, I feel like if there's a deal out there, the Celtics can make it. They can make any deal they want. Whether they want to is a different story. But they can, if they want Leonard, they can get Leonard.
Should they be out there doing something just for blocking purposes? And that's sort of what I'm wondering about right now. And can they help affect where Kawhi goes, therefore where LeBron goes, and put themselves in the best position? Let me just, in other words.
Keep it simple.
In other words, let me just explain what I mean. Don't you want LeBron out of the East?
Sure.
All right, so as much as you hate the Lakers, you don't want to help the Lakers, you despise them, blah, blah, blah. Isn't LeBron with the Lakers better than LeBron back in Cleveland?
Or LeBron in Philly.
Or LeBron in Philly?
Yes, of course. Yes, get him out of here.
So, you know, all this stuff about, are the Celtics going to block Kawhi Leonard to the Lakers? Can the Celtics affect that? I can see why they would want to do it. I can see why you would want to do that. But is that really what's, you know, be careful with that. Because if you block Kawhi Leonard to the point where you're blocking LeBron James, and LeBron James says, well, screw it, I'll just stay in Cleveland. And see if I can get Paul George to come here for a year. Or maybe Cleveland has what Popovich wants and then get Kawhi for a year. And they just say, screw it, it's just 1 year. So I'm going to go back. My wife doesn't want to move anyway. I'll do one more year here. All I can entice one guy to get over here. And the next thing you know, you're sort of stuck back where you were. You know what I mean?
Like, of course.
I think the Celts have to be careful about that.
Yeah, so again, it would derail them in the short term more than the long. Although, you never know. I mean, depending on what scenario unfolds, it could bite their ass in the long term, too. Because I think next year, it's still going to be Golden State. Like, you know, if you're going by that metric. But ultimately, absolutely, the plan is to get them out of here.
No, but I mean, the goal now is to get to the finals.
If
it's still Golden State, it's still Golden State. But,
with regard to this particular LeBron element, get LeBron out of the East. Get him out.
That's what I think. So just be careful about, I'm not even sure if you're competing with the Lakers, but I feel there's that sentiment. There's always that sentiment here, right? You know, you don't want to see the Lakers get him, but I think it's a better destination for you than, him staying in Cleveland. So the latest, this is what we're talking about, ESPN and Woj and Ramona Shelbourne and the rest here. Just report that pressure mounting on Lakers to acquire Kawhi Leonard from the Spurs. And basically, just sort of summarizing, they say there's a race to secure Kawhi Leonard before James is faced with deciding whether to become a free agent on Friday, especially with concern that Oklahoma City's Paul George is no longer assured of signing with the Lakers. Another preference by James that could impact free agency, league sources said, is that he wants to make a decision quickly in July free agency. It begins July 1. Furthermore, LeBron doesn't want to be the first to go. He doesn't want to be the first to go to the Lakers. He wants those things in place, and then he'll decide to go to the Lakers, presumably. So he doesn't want to sign with the Lakers and then see, oh, are we getting Paul George? Are we getting Kawhi Leonard? He wants those pieces in place. So the Lakers now are feeling pressure to get that Kawhi Leonard trade, to get Paul George there, because if they don't have it, LeBron's not going to go. And so they're feeling that pressure. In the course of that report, these guys say that the Boston Celtics, Cleveland Cavaliers, Philadelphia 76ers, and LA Clippers are among the teams who have made offers to the Spurs for Kawhi Leonard, league sources said. The Lakers, the franchise Leonard wants to be traded to, did not have an encouraging initial conversation with the Spurs, ESPN reported recently. Feels like, to me, Popovich is in no mood to set up a super team with the Lakers. And can you blame them? Like, that I get. That I get. They're in their conference, they're their competition. But anyway, the Celtics have been in on Kawhi Leonard. Jimmy Stewart, what do you believe the Celtics have been talking about in terms of going out the door to the Spurs?
I'm not sure what is actually going out the door, but I can tell you what isn't going out the door. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Kyrie Irving.
So Jaylen Brown not a consideration.
Correct. Jaylen Brown will not be traded to the San Antonio Spurs in a Kawhi Leonard deal.
You can say that as a matter of fact.
I say it with
great conviction.
Great conviction in my voice.
I mean, I believe that.
Thank you.
Under the current scenario in which, you know,
one and done, yeah.
Yeah, right. 1 year that Kawhi Leonard's going to be free agent at the end of the year, you're going to give up Jaylen Brown? No shot. You're not getting him. And look, I don't know if you could sign Leonard to another for another year or two or whatever. Would the Celtics change their minds? I don't know. I have no idea. But I question it. I question it. I don't think it's a slam dunk that they would trade Brown if it was for 3 years. You would. I would. I don't know about Murray, because he's in love with half the roster of the Celtics.
It changes on what they did the night before.
Yeah, frankly. No, no. Well, however the wind blows, yeah. Is, you know, wherever the leaves are blowing.
No, it's Stan Pat. I'm not moving anything for Kawhi Leonard.
So, as it, you know, I don't know what that scenario is. But for 1 year, there's no way the Celtics are trading any of those guys. No shot. Unless they know Kyrie's leaving, which I don't think they do.
Did you have a follow-up on that,
Jim? I just want to add one thing. I think there was a point in time where Kyrie Irving was on the table for a Kawhi Leonard deal.
Huh.
I don't believe that to be the case anymore.
Huh. So you believe Kyrie Irving was being discussed and now he's not?
That's correct.
So you believe something has changed in that time?
Yes.
What do you think?
What that detail is, I'm not entirely sure, but that's I don't see a Kawhi Leonard for Kyrie Irving deal happening as we talk today, June 27th at 2:09.
I mean, I can guess. The Celtics think they can keep Kyrie. So they take him off the table. Like, if they don't think they can keep him, then they move him. So that would be my guess, is that they think they can keep him. And if they think they can keep him, they don't trade him for Kawhi Leonard.
What should the offer be? What should the realistic offer be? I'm not talking about Semi Ojeley. You got to give me a realistic proposal to San Antonio. How far would you go to get Kawhi Leonard?
Terry Rozier and the picks.
Yeah, Rozier and the Sacramento pick. And whatever any other stupid picks you want, that's what you get.
Yep. Rozier and whatever picks you want.
Yep. Pretty much.
What if Horford is someone they wanted?
Fine.
Now they'd have to send more money coming back or less. I don't know.
Yes, fine.
You can do that on your own time.
No problem.
But if for some reason they want Horford, I keep forgetting, only has 1 year left.
Correct.
So even if you love Al Horford, you're trading what is essentially a 1 year rental for a 1 year rental. They're in the same spot. Him and Kawhi Leonard are in the same spot.
Right.
So if they
I would do that in a second.
Would you do Rozier and Hartford? Horford?
Sure.
Would you do Horford in the picks? And, you know, any combination thereof?
Pretty much. Yep. And now, like, if you want all of those things, no, just because I think you're overpaying. Do I think they're all, you know, indispensable? Like, do I look at it and say, Al Horford's a deal breaker? No, he's not a deal breaker, but I also am not going to pay out the nose. Like, it's got to be something realistic. So if you told me it was Horford in the picks, fine. Rozier in the picks, fine. Rozier and Horford, ultimately, I would probably do that. I would. Because I think, you know, you're probably going to lose both those guys anyway.
Is there anyone else you wouldn't want to trade? Marcus Smart? Just name it.
Well, I wouldn't want to trade Gordon Hayward. That's someone Jimmy didn't name. I don't know if anyone picked up on that.
I think it's kind of a given that Gordon Hayward's not being moved this offseason.
And this is
why I say that.
And, okay. You know, in my mind.
That's why I left that name out.
Me too.
Good, because I think that would set a terrible precedent.
Right. You know, in my mind, I think he's off the table. I could be wrong about this, but I don't even consider him, because I don't think Danny would do that to Brad. I don't think Danny would do that and undermine his future free agent pitches. Remember, Kyrie was traded here. So, you know, that's all fair in love and war. And Kyrie has not committed to you with a contract. Gordon Hayward has. He chose you. He signed on the dotted line. That is a horrible look to the league. It is a horrible undermining of your coach who has a personal relationship with the player. Blah, blah, blah. I just don't think Gordon Hayward's on the table. For anyone. Anyone. For that very reason. Anthony Davis? Nope. You can't have... I feel like they would not do that. Period. Story over.
Oh, I bet you they'd do that one.
I don't.
I do.
I think Danny would, but I think... he would want to with every fiber of his being, but at the end of the day, they would decide against it.
I disagree on that one.
Well, okay. I mean, that's a...
But whatever.
That's a super hypothetical.
Exactly.
So, given these parameters, should the Celtics be in on Kawhi Leonard? Should the Celtics be in on Kawhi Leonard to the point where if it blocks LeBron... You know, even just the timing here, man, meaning it blocks LeBron from the Lakers and keeps him in the East. And not that you would get Kawhi Leonard. Like, you could make a hard run at Kawhi Leonard and not even get him. But because of the way the timing it looks like, you know, LeBron wants the decision now. He wants the things in place first before he decides. He's until Friday to opt out, right? If he wants to stay with Cleveland on that one, he's got
correct.
It. So the way this all times out, even you putting in a strong offer on Kawhi Leonard could block LeBron from L.A. and keep him in Cleveland. Does that concern you?
So,
because if you're Paul George, what prevents Paul George from saying, well, the whole Laker thing is going to happen a year later. So where do I want to be for 1 year?
So I'm not.
Why don't I go to Cleveland for 1 year? And now you've got to deal with LeBron and Paul George, and they've got a different team. And maybe that draws somebody else. I'm one of those exceptions and all that crap. And the next thing you know, Cleveland's reloaded for 1 year.
So I'm not overly concerned about it at this stage, and I'll tell you why. Because I think the Celtics are convinced that Kawhi Leonard's going to end up in L.A. If he, let's say he plays out the season in San Antonio, wherever he plays next year, he's signing with L.A. the year after. And because of that, the Celtics aren't going to pay a high price to bring him to Boston. They know that he's gone. But now, look, you know, are they offering Rozier and picks? I don't know. Like, I think that's pretty fair. So could that be construed as an obstruction? Like, maybe. I mean, maybe.
I mean, you may win that championship, you know, in spite of it. I mean, what could LeBron bring to Cleveland if you get Kawhi Leonard? I mean, we can play this game over and over. I just think there's a domino there, and you're starting to hear this building momentum for LeBron just staying in Cleveland because the Laker thing isn't happening right now.
Well, and at the very...
Which is not good news for you.
Well, and at the very least, let's say it is Rozier and picks, and the Lakers are trying to make a deal, and the Spurs are looking at the Lakers going, Boston's offering us more. Like, we're not inclined to make the Boston deal, and they're offering us more than you are.
Even if Boston's not... Don't the Lakers have to outbid everybody else because it's sending them to your chief rivals? Like... Send him to an in-conference team that you're now making better than you.
See, the clock's working against him here because LeBron's up now. And LeBron doesn't want to be in Cleveland another year. So this is, you know, for the Lakers, that's in, like, the Lakers look at it and say, why should we trade out the nose for this guy when we can sign him in a year? He'll be a free agent. Meanwhile, LeBron's on that's a problem for the Lakers. The calendars don't line up right.
Okay, so this is how we're starting. How do you feel about it? Your thoughts right after this.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Boys and girls, I'm here today to present an exciting opportunity for togetherness.
Felger and Mass.
That's awesome.
Of course it is.
That's great.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
No, because I told you this is two summers. We don't know what people are going to decide to do, right? And we can't control that. So if guys decide not to come here, it's not a failure. We turn to next summer. Next summer, if nobody comes and I'm still sitting here like this, then it's a failure. But if you judge us on one summer, that's ridiculous. Then a lot of dudes shouldn't be in their roles. Because if we're banking on one summer for the Lakers, we're in trouble, right? We're in trouble because you have to give us time. This class, like I told you before I took the job and when I took the job, it's going to be a two-summer thing for the Lakers. This summer and next summer. And that's it. And then if I can't deliver, I'm going to step down myself. She won't have to fire me. I'll step away from it, you know, because then I can't do this job.
Quickly before we hit the phones, is that Magic Johnson feeling the heat? Or is that Magic Johnson saying, I got this in my back pocket, I'm fine?
I think it's the second thing, or at least posturing. How about that? Like, to me, that's Magic posturing.
Well, no, so then it's the first thing. I, if
Yeah, but posturing with the Spurs is what I'm saying.
Is he okay? Is he confident because he knows he's going to get these guys eventually? It just might take 2 years instead of one.
Yep.
Okay, so it's when you say posturing, that connotes to me that he's sort of faking it or putting something on. I just feel he's confident because he's got this stuff in his back pocket.
Maybe, I see.
You all want it this year. It really may be next year, but if it ain't in 2 years, then I'll step down because I'm not right for the job. Because he knows within 2 years he's going to get him. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
That's what my sense.
And I think he's playing games with the Spurs. That's what I think. That the whole idea of, hey, look, it's 2 years. You don't want to trade him to me now. Don't trade him to me now. I'll get him next year as a free agent. We all know he wants to come to L.A. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. The whole league knows it, for crying out loud. So we're not gonna go nuts. If you don't want to deal him to us, don't. We'll get him next year. So the question is, how serious is LeBron? Like, you know, as usual, LeBron's in the middle of it. Because to me, if LeBron is looking at the Lakers, and that's what I think is behind the Wojnarowski-Shelburne story, is LeBron saying, well, you know, the Lakers got to get off their ass. There's no guarantee I'm going there if they don't have the right people. Right? So that's what I think. That this is LeBron putting pressure on the Lakers to get off your ass, trade what you have to trade to make the deal, and then I'll come. Don't expect me to show up until you have the pieces in place, because I'm the king. Okay? So that's how I read it. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, but I think LeBron is trying to leverage the Lakers and to get off your ass, be more aggressive, get San Antonio to deal so we can get this thing moving.
I'm sorry. So in this report, they say that, you know, contrary to prior reports, the Spurs have not ruled out trading Kawhi Leonard anywhere. You know, there was an earlier report that Popovich is not sending him to West. If he can't get him back, he's sending him East, and that's it. Period. Story over. This one seems to indicate they have not ruled out any specific destination. So, I don't, again.
Yeah, I think, I mean, to me, LeBron's got a big mouth. And even if it's not him, it's his people on his direction. Like, LeBron's calling the shots because he's the best player in the world, and he calls the shots.
All right, your thoughts, as promised. Dave in Plymouth, lead us off. Where you been, Dave?
Traveling, busy, sorry.
I don't want to hear that.
All right, okay.
You've always got time to call. You always have time to find a landline and call Felger and Maz. That's what I always say.
That's true. So, I'm with Tony here, but I think that for Popovich, really, Mike, does it matter? If LeBron and Paul George go to the Lakers, he's cooked. It doesn't matter if Kawhi Leonard goes there. He could trade Leonard to Philadelphia, and it won't matter because he's still going to have to face the Magic putting the pieces together, and he goes to L.A. San Antonio's not going to win.
Well, this is true. I don't know if my guess, Dave, is that Popovich knows he's not winning, but I ain't setting up the Lakers. I'm not going to be responsible for creating another dynasty with the Lakers. Someone else is going to have to do that.
Oh, absolutely. And look, the other thing to this, guys, is what Leonard pulled this year in San Antonio. Let's say you're a team sitting there with assets like the Celtics or the Sixers. Do you want to trade for him, give up something substantive? And halfway through the year, maybe Leonard hurts his elbow and decides, nah, I'm not going to risk it. I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to sit out. I'm going to wait because I know I'm gone because I'm going to L.A.
It's certainly a concern. But, again, I'm treating it like a one-off because I just think he got in a bad way with that team and certainly hasn't handled himself well. But I'm going to treat this now as that specific to San Antonio in that situation. And I say that because on the floor, I've never seen anything but max effort and a heady basketball player and someone who cares. So, I could be wrong. Maybe I should put more weight into it, but I'm treating it as a one-off right now.
I mean, I think at the end of the day, this thing's going to get worked out and he ends up in L.A. Maybe it's a three-way deal. I don't know. So Popovich can say, look, don't look at me. I didn't trade him to L.A. That team did. Look, you got me. I have no clue. But to me, I think at the end of the day, LeBron's going to get what he wants because he almost always does.
Well, here's Dylan in Boston on your three-way idea. Go ahead, Dylan.
Yeah, actually, I was calling about the three-way idea. Would you see Danny Ainge helping the Lakers get Kawhi Leonard in the three-team deal so that LeBron leaves the East?
Now that is just the opposite of what I said in that first segment, that you're blocking LeBron to L.A. and he stays in Cleveland, you end up porking yourself. Well, what if you go the whole other track? And that is, you're the third team. Popovich won't send him West. He won't set up the Lakers, so he sends him to you. You send him to the Lakers, that gets LeBron out of the East, and there you go.
Perfect.
You have to wait until December 15th, unless it's a direct three-team trade in the NBA.
Very good, Jimmy. Okay.
Sorry.
Strike that, caller. It's okay. No, it's all right. You just killed that angle, but that's fine. If you can't do it, you can't do it. So there you go. You can't do it. But I also think, even if you could, would the Celtics and Lakers really deal? Have they ever?
Oh, yeah, they've dealt. Yeah, they did. They did a deal years. Well, it goes back years now. I mean, I don't know how far back you want to go. But in
Sidney Wicks?
Charlie Scott. I mean, I remember that one. That was in the 70s or early 80s, right around that time anyway. So, like, you know.
That's a long time ago.
But you know what? Could I see Ainge making a deal with Magic? Yeah. Yeah, I could.
You could?
Yeah, and total. I can see Ainge making a deal with anybody if it benefits the Celtics. I could absolutely see that. So in the scenario.
Can you see Wick doing it?
If it helps the Celtics, yes.
Mm.
Yes.
He hates the Lakers.
He does hate the Lakers. I know he can't stand the Lakers. He despises the Lakers. But, like, Jimmy, you're talking about a scenario where they send Kawhi to the Lakers, the Lakers send X to the Celtics, the Celtics send X to the Spurs.
Yes, it has to happen on the same transaction page, or they can't do it until December 15th.
Okay, you can still do that. You can make that work. If the Spurs say, we like the Celtics package better, fine. Celtics say, well, we like a couple of guys on the Lakers' side. Why don't you send us Kuzma? We'll be into that.
On December 15th.
No, now. You could do that now. What they can't do is acquire
Popovich
Leonard.
Popovich isn't going to sign off on that. If
I see what you're saying.
If Kawhi gets to the Lakers in that transaction on that one sheet, Popovich presumably is not going to do that.
Okay. So then no, you can't do it that way.
Last time the Lakers and Celtics trade was August 6th of 2004. It was Gary Payton, Rick Fox, and a pick that became Rajon Rondo for Chucky Atkins and Chris Mim. So Danny Ainge has already done a deal with the Lakers.
Wow. Rick Fox. Wow.
We've got Nelson and Beverly. Hi, Nelson.
Hi. We need to go after Karl Anthony Towns. I don't understand why we haven't. I mean, I don't want Kawhi Leonard. It's a one-year rental. I think Anthony Davis is off the table after the season the Pelicans just had. And really, the one thing we're missing is a big. I don't want 95 people who are 6'8" and can play every position. You need a point. You need three wings, which we already have. And we need a big.
All right, so your ability to get Karl Anthony Towns. I didn't realize something that I did realize this morning. Let's pick that up right after Murray's update. Give us an update, Murray, then we come back and discuss Karl Anthony Towns and the Celtics.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Making sense of Boston sports.
There's no catching and no throwing. Anyone can play, no matter how hopelessly unathletic they are.
Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
But ties into Magic Johnson's comments and all of this, really. And that's the free agent list after next year. I'd never really seen this or compiled it. I was watching ESPN this morning. And after they ran Magic's cut about it's a two-summer thing, and I'm still sitting here after the second summer and we don't have anybody, then I'll step aside, da-da-da. So they run that cut, and then they come back and they say, well, that makes perfect sense, because when you look at the 2019 free agents, there's still some shoes to drop. Here's a list of 2019 free agents. Kawhi Leonard, Kemba Walker, Marc Gasol, Klay Thompson, Jimmy Butler, Al Horford, Kevin Love, and I'll save the last two for last, Kyrie Irving, and Karl Anthony Towns.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep forgetting Horford's only got a year left. So
it's a hell of a list.
That's a hell of a list, and that whole debate about is Horford a max player, not for long.
Is Horford going to opt into his player option for $30 million next year?
So they include guys with player options on
yes.
them? Yes. Yeah, right. So you always got to slip a little NBA schmenzer
yeah,
in
but,
there.
Yeah, but.
There's always with NBAs, there's always like a little clause, a thing, a but, a this.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, but you know what?
It's brutal.
Sorry, no reason to get angry. I'll tell you why.
I just got angry.
Makes me angry. They have this stupid Rose rule that has been going throughout Twitter.
No, because in that league, the guy who has the player option usually opts out.
Almost always.
Unless he sucks, like Carmelo Anthony.
Like Al Horford?
Okay, so in the case of Horford, you know, to me, if Horford's playing well, there's a good chance he'll opt out. There's a good chance he'll opt out.
Is he going to get $30 million on the market?
I rule out nothing.
Next year he might.
Next year he might. Okay, so, well, anyway, that's just, he's on the list for now, so we don't give ourselves a popsicle headache. So, between Jimmy Butler, Klay Thompson, who I just forgot about, Jimmy Butler, Klay Thompson, Kawhi Leonard, Karl Anthony Towns, and Kyrie Irving. And never mind this year, Paul George, LeBron James. Shouldn't Magic be confident?
Yes, absolutely.
They got room for two max spots, maybe three. And you've got all these guys up in the next 2 years. So maybe he misses Kawhi Leonard this year, but then there's always next year. And maybe he misses out, and maybe he has Klay Thompson in mind, but if not, maybe it's Kyrie. Like, he's got all these options.
Absolutely he does. Look, and again, this is his pitch to LeBron on top of it, is what he says, hey, look, just by getting you, we're good. Okay, we're good. Beating Golden State's a challenge. No two ways about it. So we're going to try to get Leonard now. If we don't, we'll get George now and Leonard next year. Or we'll get them both next year. Whatever it is, we'll figure it out. Because if you're here, guys are going to come. So, like, I just think it's an interesting stalemate right now between Magic and LeBron. LeBron, again, if you read the story the way that I read it, that's LeBron putting pressure on the Lakers. Get off your ass and get some players, because I'm not going to officially sign until you do. And meanwhile, Magic saying, no, chill out. We're going to be good either way, 1 year or not. Like, you want to wait till next year? Go ahead, sign for Cleveland for 1 year. We'll bring you in next year.
But just the options for all these guys. The options for you. Trade for Anthony Davis. Trade for Karl Anthony Towns. What? Why don't you just wait and sign Karl Anthony Towns as a free agent next year?
Maybe they will.
Horford's money comes off the books. Karl Anthony Towns' money goes on the books. And it's a wash, and there you go. That sounds pretty snappy, right? But what if you're Karl Anthony Towns and you're sitting there, you're saying, yeah, I could go to Boston, win championships. I could also go to L.A. and be the next great Lakers center. And I could go play with LeBron and be the next great Laker in the line of Wilt and Kareem and Shaq and et cetera, et cetera. So you'd have competition. What options? How about if you're Kyrie Irving? You like making movies. You fancy yourself a crossover, multidimensional superstar. Not that you'd go play with LeBron with the Lakers, but I don't know. Yeah, it's just like, oh, you just think of all these things.
Oh, sure.
Jimmy Butler is just sort of a side piece. Klay Thompson is a side piece somewhere. Klay Thompson in L.A. with LeBron and Karl Anthony Towns.
His old man played for the Lakers, right?
If you're the Lakers, is that right? Oh, is Michael Thompson his father?
Yeah.
How do I never know that? So if you're the Lakers and you can get LeBron and Paul George to go this year and you have room for one more, and next year it's Kawhi Leonard and Karl Anthony Towns. Do you even want Kawhi Leonard at that point?
Well,
would you rather have Karl Anthony Towns?
Yeah, to me, this is why, you know, like the whole thing gets complicated too, because from the Magic standpoint, Magic Johnson's standpoint, you sit there and look at it and say, well, I can get the guy next year for nothing. In which case, I'll still have Lonzo Ball, I'll still have Kuzma, I'll still have Randall, I'll still have Ingram. Now we're a wagon. Now we're going to win, you know, five championships, not just two or one. Like, so look, it's a, you know.
But again, here's the problem. LeBron looks at it and says, I don't want a two-year rebuild. I need this, and the clock's ticking. 33 going into next year.
Correct.
I need rings. Clock's ticking. I'm not even going to wait a year for you. So get this stuff done now.
Right.
I mean, so that's what you think's going
on. It is.
Right?
It's a great stare down. I mean, because who's going to blink? At the end of the day, I just think they'll figure it out. Like, you know, the egos they'll all give in a little bit and they'll all make a deal, just like they did in Miami, where they all gave a little bit back. And not that that one was as difficult as this one. But Magic and LeBron, you know, in a lot of ways you look at that and you say, well, they're perfect for each other. In a lot of ways you say, wow, that's two massive egos. Massive. Like, LeBron's going to go play for Magic and let Magic call the shots. I mean, they will be butting heads like nobody's business in some ways. So it's but I think it's LeBron putting pressure on the Lakers to get off their ass. That's what I think.
Okay, back to your thoughts. Eddie in Boston. Go ahead, Eddie.
Hey, guys. I just want to get your thoughts. All things considered, is there any team other than the Warriors, or even including the Warriors, that you would rather be than the Celtics looking into the future right now? And if so, who is that team?
Yeah, I don't know. But are you saying it's debatable whether you'd be the Warriors or the Celtics? Your phone cut out, and thank God for you, before you buried yourself further. Is that a debate? You'd rather be the Warriors or the Celtics?
Well, look, I'd rather be the Warriors.
Okay, thank you.
But the Celtics have a good long-term thing set up right now.
No question.
I mean, I know people keep laughing at me every time I say this. I still put Philly in that group. And Philly's got a future. Now, look, will Embiid stay healthy? Will Simmons learn to shoot? I don't know. But they were pretty good this year. I mean, they won 50-plus games this year, and the rest of the league sucks.
And I'm sorry. I'd like to be the Lakers. You have all that cap room, and you're the Lakers. You're going to get guys. It's just sort of... I mean, I just gave you the whole list. They're going to get two, probably three of those guys that I just gave you on this list. It's just a matter of whether it's now or in 2 years. But that's happening. And all you have to do is be the Lakers. You don't have to even have to be smart. You don't have to do the right thing. You just have to sit there. So, yes, I'd always want to be the Lakers in the NBA. Always. Because it'll always come around to them. Jack in Grafton. Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, how you guys doing? I think, without a question, that Ainge would love to fleece Magic Johnson in any type of deal whatsoever. Ainge is a businessman. He evaluates talent. I think Magic Johnson had millions to make millions as a businessman, but as a basketball operations individual, I don't see it happening. I think if I know that, I think Ainge knows that deep down inside. He'd never admit it on public. But if he got an opportunity to pick Magic Johnson and the Lakers for a ride, he'd do it in a heartbeat. What do you got?
Sure. Well, I mean, yes, he'd like to pick Magic's pocket like anyone else, and maybe he would even be more so because it harkens back to the old, you know, competitive fires they had in the 80s.
Sure.
So he gets to go against Magic again, and that would, obviously, he would relish that, I'm sure, just like Magic would. The question is, would they not deal, just like the Yankees and Red Sox hardly ever deal and the Bruins and Canadians hardly ever deal? Would it be one of those things? And I think it's a hurdle because I know the owner can't stand the sight of the Lakers.
No, no, he hates them. I mean, he does.
Nice. I mean,
yeah. And look, I don't think it's personal. Like, I don't think, but he can't. I mean, he can't stand the Lakers.
I'm sorry. Jerry West is. Tell him to go F himself.
Exactly.
We're all set.
But Ainge would do a deal with him. And I think ultimately, if Ainge could convince Wick that it's better for the team, I think Wick would do it.
Talk about ego and competitiveness and all of this. Wait to get a load of another thing Magic Johnson said yesterday. We'll give that to you right after these words.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Maz. Sometimes they're hot on the topic.
Janta.
Magenta?
Janta.
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 Sometimes you have to wonder if there's a gas leak in the building.
Woohoo! Whoop-de-doo!
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
How much pressure do you feel personally?
No pressure on me. I mean, I'm gonna do my job. I've always done that. Look, I've been playing in, you know how many finals I've been in? So you think I'm worried about this? I played against Larry Bird in the finals. I mean, come on, man. I've been in 9 finals. You know, I've been in college NCAA championship.
Yeah,
you know?
This is a different job.
I'm Magic Johnson. I'm still the same dude. I'm not going to change. There's no pressure on me. I'm going to do my job. That's what I do. I do my job. I'm excited. It's fun. I'm looking forward to it, Bill. Jim, I'm looking forward to it. All right, let's go. Let's keep it going.
No ego there, huh?
No, dink. Dink. He sounds like LeBron. Remember when the Cavs are getting ready to play the Celtics in the regular season, and someone said it was a big game, and LeBron says,
it was you.
What?
No, it was the Celtics. Did you just say that? I'm sorry.
What? LeBron was getting ready, and he said, I've been to 6-7 straight finals.
I thought you said a big regular season game. It was against you. It was one of those big games here at the Garden.
Yeah, against the Celtics.
Where he came in and smushed you. I'm sorry if you just said that. I was going back and reading his quote. Yeah.
Totally, yeah. They were coming in to play the Celtics in a big regular season game.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
No problem. And it's exactly what he sounds like. It's like, shut up, you dink. What, just because you've won championships as a player, you think you can all of a sudden be an architect?
I had no problem with LeBron's comment last year.
No, not LeBron's. I'm talking about Magic.
But, I mean, but like when they asked LeBron about the Celtics regular season game and the litmus test, LeBron has the right to go, you know, just like...
And then he came in and stomped on them.
Yeah, well, exactly. But it'd be like the Jets talking about this regular season. You know, like Rex used to do it all the time. You know, this game means everything. You know, it's this regular season game. And Brady and Belichick look at him and go, dude, we've been to 6 Super Bowls. This is hardly, I'm sorry. That's what LeBron did to you last year.
True. Yeah, I see what you're saying. LeBron has way more of a right to say it than Magic does. Magic, to me, just sounds like a dink when he says that.
You know how many finals I've been to? So you think I'm worried about this? I played against Larry Bird in the finals. I mean, come on, man. I've been to 9 finals. I played in the college NCAA championship. I'm Magic Johnson.
What a dink.
Wow.
Seriously, what a dink. Like, somehow, just because he played on championship teams, that means he can build them?
But to me, my thing that I dislike the most is, like, no pressure. Why can't you admit to there's being pressure? You have the lead role. on one of the most important teams in the league, if not the most important team in the league, and there's a lot of big decisions to make to bring you back to a championship level. What does that make you less of a man to say, you know, there's a lot of pressure on me. I hope I'm up to it.
No, there should be pressure in that job. In fact,
of course,
he's lying. He's lying. And again, I think he's going to be able to pull it off because, you know, he does have some appeal and he has huge name recognition in that league. And everybody wants to play in L.A. They all want to go there. So he'll put a good team on the floor. But does that mean they're going to win championships? I don't know. And they get a pretty big obstacle in front of them in Golden State. I mean, me personally, I would love to see Magic fall flat on his fat face. I would love to see that. I just don't know if it'll happen. But I would love to see him fall on his face.
We've got Sal and Bill Ricka. Back to the phones. What do you got, Sal?
Hey, boys. How are we? I just want to talk about Kawhi Leonard real quick. But I think I'm a little worried about his injury history, you know? And we're only going to get it for 1 year, potentially, because he'll be a free agent next summer. I'm a little worried. That's my thought. We're going to give up a play like Terry Rozier for him?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, God, I would in a heartbeat. Terry Rozier?
I was just going to say, the problem with that comment was a player like Terry Rozier.
If you had said a player like Jaylen Brown, I'm with you. A player like Terry Rozier, you mean a backup point guard?
Yeah, please. That's an easy decision. That one's easy to me. And you know, so you don't bat an eye on that. What would you rather have, 1 year of Terry Rozier or 1 year of Kawhi Leonard?
Frame it a different way. Would I rather have 10 years of Terry Rozier or 1 year of Kawhi Leonard? I mean, so I'll take Kawhi Leonard for a year over any time frame you give me on Terry Rozier. Rozier is just a guy.
Of course he is. No, Kawhi, look, if the price is right, you do it. I just think that they're not going to be able to get him for the price they want.
We've got Matt in Gloucester. Hi, Matt.
Yeah, why would the Spurs do that deal for a backup point guard and picks, give up Kawhi Leonard?
They probably wouldn't.
Because he's just, yeah, exactly. That, but, I mean, that's your take, that they're going to do that? Of course they're not going to do that. Why would you be okay with giving up Al Horford? Who are you going to have down low? Who's going to do that job?
So, wait a minute. Now, so, you've confused me. We're talking about what you would give up if you were the Celtics. So that's why we're not talking about what the Spurs would accept. I don't know if they'd accept Rozier and the Sacramento pick. So we never framed
it
like
that. They wouldn't do that.
But you're worried about losing Al Horford and his 8 points
a game
in the postseason?
I'm saying you shouldn't be okay with giving up Al Horford. You don't put Al Horford in that deal. Why would you do that?
Why would you? Because you're getting a much, much better player.
But he's
why would you do that?
He's a forward. He's not down. He's not down low.
Good Lord, Matt. Well, I mean, what
era are you living in? And the other thing is, since when did Al Horford turn into Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Why would you give up Al Horford for Kawhi Leonard? Because you're getting a player that's twice as good, maybe three times as good. Yeah, just the guy's on a different wavelength up there.
Well, the whole idea of who's going to play down low. What, Horford's like this great post player? What are you, high? You don't need that guy anymore. Play the kid they just drafted if you want, for crying out loud. Give you a little deep, and I'm being facetious.
No, but Al Horford's value is actually playing out on the perimeter and setting screens and all this crap we hear about Al Horford. Is his value down low, banging the boards and posting up and that stuff?
If the Celtics had their way, they would play five guys who are 6'8". They would play them all. They would have five guys at 6'7 or 6'8 who could switch on defense, shoot threes, and handle the ball. That would be porn for Danny Ainge. That's what that would be.
David Lemonster. Hi, David.
Hi, how are you? So I'm calling in regards to what's Kyrie's mentality on Kawhi coming to Boston. Is he afraid that Kawhi is going to steal some of the spotlight? Does he want Kawhi in Boston? And what would the Celtics, they'd have to give up Tatum or Brown. Is there any way the Celtics could facilitate another trade that would involve them to in order to acquire Kyrie?
Well, that's what we've been discussing all day. I think people give up pretty much anything, including Horford, our caller up in Gloucester, other than those two kids and Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward. Those four, Hayward, Irving, and the two kids are off the table. But I think, I don't know, would anyone object to giving up anything else on the roster?
No.
Or anything else in your cupboard? I think
no.
You can give up anything else in your cupboard just for a rental.
No, to me, the four key guys are the ones you mentioned.
But he says, how would Kyrie Irving respond to it?
Well, so I don't know about any personal relationship or history between the two. I don't know that. But I think Kyrie would be happy with bringing in good players. I don't think, you know, other than LeBron. You want anyone other than LeBron or anyone he hates. So if he hates Kawhi Leonard, then I would take him off the list too. But do you have to appease Kyrie now? Yeah, you do.
Yes. And so, like, on the face, automatically, I would say he would have no problem with it. They'd be better. But this is the same guy who didn't want to win championships with LeBron James. So you, it's the NBA. He's an NBA diva. I'm talking about Kyrie Irving. And he's already proven he's willing to go from a lesser team just to get away from a certain player. He gave up winning championships and going to the finals because he didn't like his teammate. So I can't say automatically he'd be happy with Kawhi Leonard. I don't know how he'd feel.
Well, he might have just given it up, though, for 1 year. Right? Because he thought LeBron was going to bail anyway, and he's probably right. So he only gave it up for 1 year. Because the whole point for Kyrie was, I'm not going to get stuck here holding the bag while, you know, you leave me, you know, abandoned. No way. So he only gave it up for 1 year. But this goes back to your point about them all being divas. True. They are. No question. LeBron to me is on another level, but Kyrie, you got to appease him too.
This is Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.